To the Blue Edge Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Sir Peter is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. Mr. Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net. Please call KJ4WZM. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. Go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins and then begin with the rest of the roll call. So, we have 19 pre-net check-ins tonight. 20 including myself. That would like to recognize W4FCM, Fred and Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI at Dawn, and KG4QLQ Linda there in Piedmont, KF4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville, 4OSH, Pat and Malden, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KO4KFS, Tommy in Greenville, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, K4XMR, Mill and Prosperity, K4OIM, Walt and Emin, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Link stations. Echolink stations only for call KJ4WZM or net control.
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta.
Station, would you come back one more time with your call, your name, and your location?
Yes. Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, Bob. I'm currently in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I reside in Piedmont, South Carolina.
All right, Net would like to recognize AA1RD. That is Bob in Indianapolis, Indiana. And KN4CHY by Echolink text message. Keith in Cedar Crossing, Georgia. Any other Echolink stations, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echolink Liberty, in and out.
I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That is Landing in Liberty. Looks like I got one more station on here. Echolink station, if you'd like to check in, you can call KG4WZM. Or if you want to wait till later on, that is also okay. One more call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. You can also check in D2 Mike Juliet Bravo W2 MJV. We'll both be negative and negative tonight.
I would like to recognize KN4HTP. That is Wendy. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. All right. Looks like that sums it up for Echolink stations. So now we're going to go ahead with the regular part of the net, the directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RIGG portion. Tonight is Friday night, so we'll go ahead and begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations at the suffix of your call, beginning U through Z, please call KJ4WZM.
Hello, 4 X-ray Bravo. This is K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County.
I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. It's Stephen Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in tonight. Everybody have a nice evening and have a nice Easter.
K4XV, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And KN4VWA, Steve in Inman. Any other stations, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land Was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Next, my buddy Was, W4WOZ, Rod from the land of Was. Great to have you with us tonight. Rod, we'll catch you later on down the log. Hope you and your family are doing well. We'll go ahead now up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hello. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, JC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net. Have a great weekend.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4WZM. Please check in JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. And Kilo India 4. Delta Golf Yankee, KI4DGY. That's my son Anthony. Almost forgot his call. Via telephone relay. On the phone with him right now. Check Joy and Anthony in and out. I'll be around for comments. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
KK4DMW, that's Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. And next up I have W4DJW, Dave and Greer, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, KI4DOS, that's Gary, K3JOY, his pretty little bride Joy, and KI4DGY, his son Anthony. There and Easley tonight. And Gary, I've got you marked down for comments. Tell Miss Joy and your son Anthony we said hello. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. To E through H, Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. And everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, back in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Jean, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Control, check in AA4QN, Donald and Nicole. And M4DME, Paul, Pete is the cold. Name, the hell of a net. Happy Easter to everybody.
It's N4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor's. W4FHJ, Gene, also in Taylor's. AA4QS, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. They're home in Toccoa tonight. Happy Easter to y'all, too. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. Through L next, NGA through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM.
KWZM, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative now. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
WZM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville, North Carolina, and I'll stick around for a comment.
That's KK4 JFO. That's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4 JVQ. That is my buddy Larry. He's in Greer. Also with him, his wife, Miss Donna, KC4 MFK. And KO4 JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, I got you marked down for comments. Any other stations, I through L, call KJ4WZM. F through Papa, M through P, please call KJ4WZM. Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM. And I heard a station down then there, but I cannot make out anything at all. I can barely hear any audio. You might want to check your power level or your antenna direction if you're using a Yagi antenna. M through B, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Can you check in KA4, PQA, QA Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, good evening, to yourself, all on net, no traffic, no queue. I am checking in Echo Link.
KA4PQA, that is Steven in Greenwood on Echolink. I'll go ahead and make another call for Echolink Station, see if we got anybody else on here. Echolink Stations only, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic.
KJ4RJN, John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. All right, I'll make one last call. Any stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Group next. Q through T. Quebec through Tango, call KJ4WZM.
P8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Name is Ed. I'm in Brevard, North Carolina. No comments, no traffic, I'll monitor.
K4WZM and KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris and Liberty, Nan of Nan.
For WZM, evening Daniel, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, KO4NUE. His name is Chad, and we will both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
J4WZM. In Kilo, India 4, Tango Hotel Victor. KI4THV Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Recognized. WD8RON. Ed and Rivard. Ed, you have a strange sound on your signal. I don't know what's causing it, but it was going like that. I don't know how else to describe it. It sounds like sporadically blowing into a microphone or maybe a loose antenna that's shaking in the wind or something. I don't know how to describe it, but you have a strange sound on your signal that was very, very strong. you are readable, but there's a disturbance in it. Next up, I have KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. KO4RYP. That is Anna. She brings along KO4NUE. That's Chat. They're at home in Campobello tonight. Next up, I have KI4THV. Danny and Traveler's Rest. I'll go ahead and... Well, I'll make one last call. Quebec through Tango. Q through T. Call KJ4WZM. Open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. A through Z. Call KJ4WZM.
VZM. Let's check in K1CJW. It's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens. Negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
K1CJW, that is Roland N. Pickens. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Bluish 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
And please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Valhalla. No traffic, no table. We've got a short time tonight, 73 to the net.
N4AHO, that is Doug in Valhalla. Great to have you with us tonight, Doug. I hope you're doing well and secure at your leisure. One last call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before I go direct you. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Control, please check in. KO4VPI, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Papa India, Josh and Taylor's, be negative and negative.
KO4VPI, that is Josh and Taylor. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Josh. Hope you're doing well. At this time, we'll go ahead and move over to Ragchu. So this is KJ4WZM, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Ragchu portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Ragchus. KI4DOS, if you're still around, the stump is all yours. Call KJ4WZM.
WZM and a net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Nathan, Daniel. I don't even know who I'm talking to tonight. I hope your day was good. We had a good day over here at the house. Got a few things accomplished and a few things that went unaccomplished, which I guess they'll wait till another day because I'm not going to go out there and start them now. But that item that you and I were talking about on via text message, I got it all checked out. Everything works on it just like a champ. And so, you know, when you get ready for it, just let me know. But let's see, other than that, what all did I do today? Gosh, I don't even remember what all I did get accomplished today. But I did get a few things, and which was always good. I did not get the grass cut like I wanted to. I did not plant the garden today, which is a lot of folks plant on Good Fridays, but I didn't plant on, today because of we might just have another cold snap before the next week or so is out. So I always wait a couple of weeks after Easter to plant my garden. In the past, I've had to replant because we'd have a, you know, things would pop up out of the ground and we'd have a cold snap and frost would get everything. I'd have to go out there and replant. So I got to where I just waited a little bit. My crops come in a little bit later than some, but that's okay. I don't mind waiting on them. So that's a couple of things I did and didn't get done today.
This week, I have mostly been running flatbed all over pretty much the entire western half of South Carolina. But today I was in a dump truck, so I took a load of River Rock over to Spartanburg and then played around with dirt and Greer all day the rest of the day. That summed up the week for me. had some heavy haul the other day, and that was fun. Play with some oversized stuff. And I guess it went okay. No real adventures, no collisions, no DOT, nothing like that. So that's good. Did get to go find Fort Jackson. And it was really hot down there. You may have been on the net for my discussion the other day on Fort Jackson. I'm not sure. But that was kind of neat. I had a good rag chew that night. That was a real treat. And about that item that you and I talked about, I should be ready for that on Thursday or Friday next week. I had some bills to take care of this week, but I don't have any bills on that on my next paycheck, so I'm in good shape for that. And definitely interested in it. So I'll probably catch up with you around this time next week. So I guess I'll see you around a week from now then.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you whenever I can. But you were talking about Fort Jackson. Yeah, when I was driving a truck, I made deliveries down at Fort Jackson and down at the several of the different places at naval yards down in Charleston and a couple of Air Force bases and all of that stuff. The craziest place I ever went was when I was hauling cars. I had to go pick up Hillary Clinton's Cadillac and take it down to Atlanta for the Olympics, when the Olympics were in Atlanta. And I won't go through all the rigmarole that I had to go through on the radio. I'll tell you about that sometime, though. But I will say one thing. You know, that car is heavy. But, you know, it's got all the reinforcements and bulletproof and all of this. And it's got some neat features on it that I did not know that they had when I got it to its destination in Atlanta. I got in it and backed it out of the trailer, and the Secret Service guys, you know, checked me over, and then he checked the car over, and we sat in the car and we're talking, and he showed me some things that that car will do on the inside, which I thought was pretty cool. But you know, we won't get into truck driving stories and all that tonight. I'll take up too much time. Don't want to do that. But we'll talk about some of that next time we get together and face to face. Other than that, Daniel, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I had a good day here on the plantation, as old Dwight used to say. And can't complain about anything, so I guess all in all, everything's good. Now I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I know you got some more folks out there wanting to talk, so I'll hope I didn't dirty the stump up too bad. You take care, have a happy Easter and a great day tomorrow, and we will talk to you a little bit later. KJ4WZM in the net, KI4DOS.
Gary, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you. In person, that'll be great. And I've heard some interesting rumors about what those cars are capable of, different features and stuff like that. So I have to compare notes about the rumors that I heard versus the reality of it, because I've heard some interesting things about those cars. Very interesting things. So I guess that about sums it up. You mentioned Dwight. KD4USA, headwaters of the mighty Texas CG up there. I ain't heard him on here in probably real close to 10 years now. I hope he's doing well, but it's been forever since I last heard him on there.
Radio in quite some time. The last time I talked with him, I talked with him on the phone, and he said that where he lived up on the side of the mountain, he had his beams pointed away from the repeater towards the blade of a bulldozer. And he was bouncing his signal off the blade of that bulldozer to get into the repeater. And the last time I talked with him, he said they had moved that bulldozer. So that may be the reason, or one of the reasons, that he hadn't been on the net in a while. But I'd love to get him back on the air again. I always enjoy talking to him. And anyway, that's the last I got on Dwight. Take care, Daniel. KJ4WZM in the net. KI4DOS.
Comment.
Sounds good, Gary. We'll catch you later on down the log. And appreciate you catching me up on that. I had heard the same thing about him from a couple different people about how he ever ended up off of the radio. Same story. I'm about to check his QRZ to see if he's still got his license active or not. But I do miss him being on here. Expires. His license is actually set to expire in December if he doesn't renew it. It expires 12/22/22. So 3 days before Christmas this year. I hope he's still around and I hope he's still doing well. Well, I guess we'll see when he renews his license, if he renews it. But we'll holler at you later on down the road, Gary. Thanks for the brag to you tonight and looking forward to seeing you. KI4DOS, KJ4WZM. And I got you, comment. 1 second. One for check-ins. Any additional check-ins, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. My name is Chandler. Current TTH tonight is Travel Dressed, and I will be glad to stick around for some comments.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensville, KO4PXB.
Indian Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, and I don't know if I'm in my group, but I apologize if I'm not. 73 to walk.
KO4WWZ, that is Chandler. He's currently in travel dress. Chandler, I got you marked down for comment. So when I get around to your rack to you, I'm kind of curious if you have seen the dirt track race that's going on tonight. Boy, howdy there, loud. I'm about 2 miles in a straight line from their track, and it is loud over here. It's like they're outside my house, pretty much. It sounds like they're going up and down the road is exactly what it sounds like. They're 2 miles out, though. Next up, I've got KO4PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville, and WX4DAT. That is Danny in Gastonia. Hey, Danny, quick question for you. Were you over there by Pisgah the other night, or was that somebody else with a WX4 call?
4DAT, I don't... You said someone else was using the same call sign?
It was a WX4 call. The same suffix. I wasn't paying attention, but the other night when I had the radio on, I heard somebody check in from, I think it was Mount Pisgah, on a with a WX4 prefix.
I check in a lot of nets and try to get on a lot of repeaters, but I don't know. But anyways, talk to me next time you hear me.
Is that a vanity call?
It is, yes.
Do you happen to be interested in weather a whole lot?
You asked me that. Because of the call sign that I redid. No, I don't know. That was one of about, 25 that they said was available. So I was just making up stuff at that point, right?
Copy on that. I completely understand that. A lot of big-time, die-hard weather enthusiasts pull that WX prefix, and then whatever number lines up with their location. So a lot of weather enthusiasts around here that get into storm chasing and stuff like that, they'll snag that WX4 prefix. So that's why I was wondering. But I guess not in your case. That's pretty cool, though. No problem. Thanks for satisfying my curiosity. KJ4WZM. Have a missed interview for check-ins. Call KJ4WZM. I don't have any for now, so I'll go ahead and head up my ride-to list. Next up for comments is KO4JKV. That is Duncan. You still around, Duncan? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KO4JKV. Hey, Daniel, I'm just loving the weather. Today was a really good day, but I was homebound. But tomorrow I'm looking to get out. One of my good buddies that I pressured into getting his technician's license just passed his general 2 weeks ago. So tomorrow we're going to head up on the parkway and try to activate a park or two for Support Your Parks weekend for Parks on the Air. Over.
Exciting. So Parks on the Air is this weekend?
Yes. Every day, 24/7, depending on the bands, but it's ongoing. It's not a contest, so you can do Parks on the Air on even the work bands. But there's four times a year where they kind of make a big deal out of it, which they call it Support Your Parks, so they do it winter, spring, summer, fall. So, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to head up to Parkway and around 11 and try to activate a park.
One of the easiest ones to activate would be Mount Mitchell. It's got the highest elevation. It's right off of the parkway, about 4 miles by road, probably 2 miles in a straight line. That's just a guess on the straight line, but it's 4 miles by road off the park, off the parkway. Depending on which part I actually leave from, anywhere from 33 to 40 miles, somewhere around there, from Asheville. So that's a really easy one and a really fun one to get. I've got a lot of fun memories of Mount Mitchell. I've been up there too many times to count. Been up there in bunches of different types of weather. Ridden my bicycle up there from Asheville before and back down 40 miles each way. That was fun. Actually, I left from Arden. It wasn't Asheville itself because it's harder to get parking in Asheville than Arden. So I left from the Walmart in the Arden area and rode my bicycle up there and came back down. That was fun. Different things like that.
Let's back up a little bit. You're telling me you're one of those crazy guys that rides your bike way all the way up the parkway? Because I see them every time I drive, and that is a super endurance test. I've ridden bikes, and I used to even rock climb when I was young, but seeing people ride up the parkway going all the way up to Mount Mitchell, that's incredible. So, tell me more about that.
That was fun. So I literally hadn't ridden a bicycle in 4 years because I had a bad bicycle crash. And I had crashed a bike doing around 35-ish miles an hour and shredded myself all the way up. So I didn't touch a bike for 4 years after that because I don't normally use this phrase, but I was kind of traumatized from that. It was not the nicest experience for me. I got more ripped up and banged up than I care to admit. And my friend Johnny Allison, WD4DYH, decided it would be a great idea after that crash to scrub my skin out with a washcloth and Listerine to get all the asphalt out of it. And yeah, that kind of did it for me. So I stayed away from bikes for a while. I bought this bicycle from Walmart, and I decided I'd test it out, and hadn't ridden in 4 years. I rode a little bit. I think I'd had about 150 miles on that bicycle between a whole bunch of different rides that I had done, shorter rides, and then I decided to take it up Mount Mitchell. So I drove over to Arden, left from Arden, drove up to the top of Mount... I rode the bicycle from Arden to the top of Mount Mitchell, and then came back down, and that was fun. I don't remember how many hours that took, but it took a while. I wasn't in a big hurry. I was just trying to get it done. So I actually have some pictures of that if you want. But another fun thing that I've done before, also since you live in Asheville, I have ridden my bicycle from here in Traveler's Rest to Asheville and back before in 6 hours. And that is just over 100 miles. It was 102 round trip for me.
With KO4JKV, I rode my bike from Arden, North Carolina to East Asheville, and that's probably 7 miles. I thought that was a big, huge deal, and it's all pretty much flat. So, yeah, hats off to you. That's awesome. I'd love to see pictures of whatever you got. That's really cool. But, yeah, it sounds good. That's what we're doing. I'm going to be up there. If anyone follows Parks on the Air, I'm going to be either on Blue Ridge Parkway Park or Fisgah National Forest Park between 11 and 3. So, but that's all I got to say. I got a lot more to say, but I know you got a big queue there, and I want to hear from other people too. So I'm going to pass it back to you, and thanks so much, Daniel. This is KO4JKB. Back to Ned.
Duncan, feel free to stop in and say hi anytime. I'll try to keep things interesting. And I'll go ahead and send you these pictures that I've got. I'm looking for them right now. But I'll get them to you here in a couple minutes. But good talking to you. And if you happen to head up there to the top of Mount Mitchell and you want to try to hit me on Simplex, just let me know ahead of time what time you think you'll be there. Cell phone service is really bad in that area. But let me know ahead of time what time you think you might be on there, and I'll leave my radio on the Simplex frequency if you want to on 2 meters, and I'll see if I can go back and forth with you. I'll give it a shot at least. I don't know if I can, but I'll give it a shot. KO4JKV, KJ4WVM.
Give you one more comment, Andy. The parkway is, last I checked, it's closed to go up to Mount Mitchell. So me and my buddy Craig, the guy with the new call sign, KO4, Kilo November Delta, he's from Waynesville. He can't get into this repeater. We're going to go up to around Mount Pisgah, between Mount Pisgah and south, more towards Sam's Knob, Black Balsam, and all that stuff. So just so you know. But I will certainly do that. And good talking to you, Daniel, and I'll look out for those pictures. So back to net, KO4JKV.
All right, sounds good. And they are about to head your way. I just scrolled through my phone here. I just found the pictures of when I bought the bike. So you're about to get some pictures here in probably a minute or two. KO4JKV, KJ4WVM. Pictures are on the way. Check for any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If I miss anyone for check-ins, call KJ4WVM. For comments, I have KO4WWV. What's there with you, Chandler? Call KJ4WVM.
KJ4WVM. KJ4WWVM. Hey, Daniel, I think I told you I'm going to a friend's house until your day. Are you riding a helmet like this?
All messed up. I didn't hardly get any of that.
Try it again. Have a friend.
To get closer to Wi-Fi or something, it's getting about half of what you're saying. It's cutting in and out. 4WWZ, KJ4WZM. You still in there, Chandler? Beard off Echolink. Chandler, if you still got your radio around you, I'll be around waiting for you to get back on. I guess I'll make one last call. Have I missed you on for check-ins or comments? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Call Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Miss you tonight, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Cameron.
Hunter, you get off to KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. I got you checked in, Harry and Candler. You are check-in number 59. I'm one short of 60. You got a couple seconds for some comments.
Yeah, we can hang around a minute here. I'll
So we went to church and then went out to eat and just got in and thought I'd missed you. So, yeah, we'll hang around. KC4EZN.
We don't have anyone else for check-ins or comments right now. Let's see. I'll let you know about me. I ran flatbed all this week until today, and I was in the dump truck today. I was trying to think what else. I bought another vehicle because my, I don't know if I had told you, but my Explorer that I had been driving, I had had a sound system in it with a high power amplifier and stuff like that. But I hadn't used the sound system in several years, and I left the amplifier hooked up to power. The insulation had worn off against a seatbelt bracket, grounded out, and caused things inside the vehicle to catch on fire and mess up the interior. So it made a mess out of the vehicle. I've got a parts vehicle for the interior, but it's going to take me a lot of time to move everything over. So in the meantime, I bought me another vehicle, and it needs a little bit of work, but nowhere near that much. Pretty much it's just, for the most part, it needs a new windshield immediately, and everything else is easy to work with on it, and it's low on miles. But it's another Explorer, too.
Well, as long as it runs, I've got a little 2000 Nissan truck with relatively low mileage. It's only 121,000, and that thing just runs like a sewing machine, or doesn't cost a lot to run, and needless to say, the only insurance I'm carrying is the liability that I have to have, and I think when I redid my tag this year, my property taxes were $8.73, and so I run around town in that, and it's easy to drive. It's a straight drive. I think I may keep it just so I can maybe show my great grandchildren that a stick shift used to exist. But anyway, yeah, as long as it runs, keeps you dry, and starts every time, that's about all you need while you're working on getting the other one back in shape. Sorry to hear that it caught on fire. That's not a good thing. My son-in-law had a, I don't know what model it was, but it was a Mercedes AMG, and that car would haul it. I've been in it at 140 miles an hour, and it just hugged the ground. Somebody stole it and threw a Molotov cocktail at it and busted the windshield, melted the dash, and I think the engine and the electronics up front are still okay. But not a very pleasant sight. KC4EZN.
That's terrible. I'm going to get back with you on that 1 second. I got to get this check in real quick while I still can, just in case I got to go. But I'll take check in real quick, and then I'll get back to you, Harry. 1 second. Go ahead, check in. KJ4WZM.
WD4DYH, Johnny. Driver's rest, no traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Recognize WD4DYH, literally my neighbor Johnny, right next door. Got you checked in, Johnny. You're number 60.
You have a good evening.
All right, KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. So, really sorry to hear about that car. I've actually never been 140. The fastest I've ever been is 130 on a motorcycle, and that is the fastest I've been. Other than that, 120 in a Explorer that I used to have. And that's it. So I've only been 120 in a regular vehicle and 130 on a two-wheeled vehicle. But that Mercedes sounded like it was really something else. I hate that it got destroyed like that. That's a real bummer. Thankfully, when my Explorer caught fire, I was able to put the fire out before it caused any serious structural damage. The worst thing that happened is the headliner and the seats and the seat belt got burned. But other than that, it's fixable. It's not totaled or anything.
The insurance is totally because of its age, but it's not destroyed beyond repair. It's fixed. So I guess I couldn't ask for any better than that.
Driveline suspension is all Mercedes, and it had like a 5.7 liter V8 engine in it, and it had the, I don't know what's the right word to describe it, the strongest or the biggest or whatever you want to call it, transmission that Mercedes had. The transmission was the one that they put in their most powerful car engine. I think that transmission was capable of somewhere between 500 and 600 horsepower. This engine didn't put out quite that much, but it was a real shame to see that car. And he paid like $12,500 for it. He bought it used, but it was in top notch shape. It was very, very clean. And like I say, you ride down the road and you didn't know how fast you were going unless you looked at the speedometer. And it seemed like the faster you went, the tighter it seemed to want to hug the ground. Oh, that was, I don't know, I didn't quite cry, but I thought about it when we were out there and looked at that poor car. And the people that stole it just, I think they took a joyride and, maybe they were on something, but, and I think maybe they caught one or two of them. They stole several cars in that neighborhood that night, took two of his, and one of them they parked in an abandoned house's carport. They found it a week later. They hadn't done any damage to it except drove it about 2 miles down the road and parked it. So anyway, we'll pass it back into your court, Daniel. KC4WCM, KC4ECM.
Well, that's a sad story on the Mercedes. I really, really hate to hear that happened to it. I think I made a double with you at the beginning of that transmission, but sounds like it was a really, really nice car, and I hate that it got destroyed like that. That's just terrible. People these days, I tell you what. But, yeesh. Really sad to hear that. Yeah, I think I would have cried over that one, especially if it was my vehicle. Like the one that burned, I have turned almost every single bolt on that vehicle except for the ones in the interior, which now I have to. But everything else in the engine compartment and underneath the vehicle, I have turned every single bolt on that thing from bumper to bumper, other than inside of the vehicle. Everything I've gone over, and now that I have to do the interior, I will have turned every bolt on that vehicle when I'm finished with it, because I'll have to take out the interior from the one that I'm using for parts and put it in the one that burned. So at that point, if something happens to it, I will be really upset. I know that vehicle so well now, inside and out. It's had every problem in the book. Because of it was not taken care of at all. It was run into the dirt, and it had 421,000 miles on the original engine when I changed it out. But I've put so much time and effort into fixing that thing all the way up and making it brand new again that if something happened to it, I'd be very upset now. Very. So I'm hoping that everything turns out all right with it and that I get to keep it for a long time after all that hard work I've put into it. But that one I would cry over, probably.
Yeah, you were fading in and out in there, Daniel, and I don't know if that was my radio or you, or I just changed radios or put it on a different antenna. The one I was on earlier is a Yagi, and it's not pointed in your direction at all. It's about 100 degrees away from you, and I was picking up some, sound like bacon frying, and you were coming and going, so we'll see how this one works. KC4ECM.
Sounds good. It could have been my radio. It really could have. I'm not sure if it was or if it wasn't, but I bumped up my power level too, so I'm now coming into the repeater really strong. It shouldn't have been my radio.
There is some hum behind you there. I was... picking it up on the other radio, and there is some other RF running around up here. It's one of the, I think it's a company, we looked at it one night on an SDR radio where you'd have the panned after looking display, and it looked like it was a telemetry signal, because it'd be a spike and then be a pause, a spike and a pause, and I had to turn the squelch on that radio up, because it was breaking my squelch, and I'm sitting there going, which can get a little irritating after a while. But anyway, that may have been what I was picking up on that antenna, because, like I say, it's a Yagi, and it is pointed towards the W4MOE repeater up here. This antenna is just one of those aluminum bar stock J-poles, and it's only up about 10 feet above the top of my house, whereas the other one's up almost close to 30 feet. But I'm still picking up a little bit of buzz, but it's not that noticeable and not irritating. KC4EGN.
Also, there is a strange sound on the repeater tonight. At first, I thought it was somebody else's radio, but now several people have had the strange sound. There's a noise that's coming and going on the repeater. It fades in and out, so it might not be you or me or that other station. I think it has something to do with the repeater because of the number of stations at this point that have had the strange sound.
Okay, that helps, because I was just looking right now. I'm only putting out 10 watts here. And again, that antenna is lower, but like I say, it's omnidirectional, and I get into your repeater down there, I can get into it with 5 watts, whereas I've got to look through a mountain ridge to get to the repeater up here, and it took a little bit more. Now, on that earlier radio, I was putting out 50 watts on it, so you should have heard me real loud and clear then, but anyway, I think the best word is things are interesting sometimes.
And I've learned to never, ever, ever ask what if or what's going to happen next or anything along those lines. I just have learned to take life as it comes, and as long as I keep on living, I can keep on dealing with whatever happens to come my way. Tomorrow will always be another day. The sun will always come up. You never, ever, ever will live the entire rest of your life at rock bottom or lower. Things will eventually come back around, and as hard as it is, just keep your faith, keep your head up, and eventually things get better. That's what I've learned. So rather than just getting upset over stuff, I've been trying to come to a point in life where I can just let things go and be at peace about really, really difficult situations, because they don't last forever. Things do get better. And even if they don't, you can cope with it once it becomes a reality. So, I'm trying to become more patient with what life brings me.
Well, that's all. Just keep remembering that, Daniel Lloyd. It took me a little bit longer when I was your age. I was still fighting the world. It took me another 20 or 30 years to figure out what you just told me. And it's basically the things that you can change. You can change them, and the things that you can't change, you have to learn to live with them. Doesn't necessarily mean you like it. I can't remember which one of the I just lost the guy's name. The guy that does all the exploration movies, did the Temple of Doom, and I remember it. But anyway, early on in the second movie, he is in a scout troop out in Mexico, and they find this particular relic, and the bad guys steal it from him, and the head man of the bad guys, while he's stealing this relic from this kid, puts his hat on his head and says, look, there ain't anything you can do about it, but he says, you don't have to like it. And I'm sort of keep that in mind, and try and keep my not liking it to a low level, because if you're not in charge of it, not in control of it, or sitting there stewing and fretting and getting angry, you know, I think about you driving that truck. I was watching some trucks the other day in heavy traffic, and I thought, that's what Daniel does for a living. And I had some guy who zigzagged, cut in front of me, passed this flatbed on the right side, pulled in front of the flatbed, and then took off at the next exit. And this is all within about 3/4 of a mile. And I thought, you know, if he had just stayed behind me, he saved himself maybe 5 seconds. And I thought, just cool it. So anyway, stick with that philosophy, Daniel, and you'll get through life pretty good. Like I say, if you can fix it, change it, that's fine. If you can't, stewing and fretting over it is only going to get your stomach in a turmoil, and it's not going to change anything. So with that, Daniel, we'll turn it back to you and say 7-3 to you tonight. I enjoy conversation with you. You're fun to talk to. I'm glad I got home in time to get in on this. And just remember, when you start turning some of those bolts, I hope you've got a can of WD-40. That was my friend on that old 49 Chevrolet truck. I didn't turn all the bolts on it, but I came real close. I put a 58 engine in that thing that my dad got for me, and after about 5,000 miles, I pulled that engine out because it was using almost as oil as it was gas, and was talking to my dad. He had the fellow that rebuilt that engine put chrome rings in it, and the guy that rebuilt it, instead of using one of those beatball things that they used to break the glaze, he did it by hand with sandpaper, and those chrome rings never seated. And so I pulled that engine out, and I found a 50 engine that was in a ton and a half snub nose, and that engine was a 230 cubic inch six cylinder then. I think it had 5 more horsepower and a little bit more torque than the old 216 that they were putting in the half ton trucks. But I swapped all that out, and I did a lot of bolt turning, and then I put a floor shifter in that truck that came out of a Corvette. Now, the floor shifter was set up for a 4-speed transmission. That truck only had 3. And every now and then, I would get that shifter crossed up between levers and have to pull over on the side of the road and crawl under it and move the levers into neutral. Then I could go start again. So, yeah. Been there and done some of that. It was a lot of fun then. I don't like doing stuff like that anymore. Good talk to you, Daniel. We'll turn it back to you. KC4WZM, KC4EZM.